Today's show is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free at tryexpressvpn.com/blow. That's TryExpressVPN.com/blow for 3 months free with a 1 year package. Hey, buddies. It's Blowjam Presents Pod Smash, the world's best podcast that reviews podcasts. I'm your humble, esteemed host, Delia Blowjam, and with me as always and forever is my co-host, Ryan Blowjam.
Hello.
Hello. So Ryan and I, we know our stuff when it comes to podcasts. We've seen 13 podcasts live. We listen religiously. So we're the authority. We know what's up. And we're about to tell you what's up. What was good in your feed this week, Boogie?
All right, before we start, I wanted to talk about Sword and Scale, the one you did last week about the neighbors.
Oh, that one was fucking crazy.
Yeah, the neighbors were all against each other and ended up in a murder.
Mm-hmm. So, a couple murders.
Yeah, so it's kind of like what my number one is about, only this is a little different. It's American History Tellers. It's a podcast about history, I guess, you know. The host,
and tellers.
Yeah, and tellers. Podcast about tellers and history. The episode I was called Kentucky Blood Feud. It's about the longest and bloodiest feud in American history. It raged for nearly a century, starting in 1840 and ending in 1932.
Wow.
In Clay County, Kentucky. It claimed more than 150 lives, also known as the Baker-Howard Feud. It pitted four families against each other, the powerful Garrods, the Whites, and also the Bakers and the Howards. So it started off because Baker thought he killed a guy named Bates, and he thought he slept with his wife, but it turned out he didn't, and it turned out his land disputes. And it was a big fucking problem for like almost a century between these four families feuding.
Wow, pussy and land.
Yep. So you got one?
I do. Catch and Kill, a podcast by Ronan Farrow. He's the pioneer journalist that broke the Harvey Weinstein story. And this goes further in depth because when he was breaking the story, everybody was out to get him. NBC catching the story, killing it. This one was about Harvey Weinstein's assistants. We always hear about like the actresses and the models and everything. Well, imagine working for him. So he interviewed this lady, Rowena Chu, and she hadn't spoken up in forever for a very good reason. She got fucking blackballed and she worked for Miramax when she was 24, and it was so fucked up. Like, Harvey Weinstein pulled off her tights, and she was wearing a second pair of tights because she knew about them. Pulled those off. Then there was the underwear, and she had a boss. She Zelda Perkins was her the senior assistant, and Zelda was like, "Fuck this shit," and Zelda like wouldn't sleep. She like made sure that she was around Rowena the whole time. They got attorneys, and the attorneys like. Their attorneys ended up working with Harvey Weinstein's attorneys, and it was a, you know, it was really sad.
It's pretty upsetting, yeah.
Yes. So even if you wear two pairs of tights and a pair of undies, you know, that man will stop at nothing.
Fucking monster.
Yeah, I did not do any justice in saying this, but I will tell you the context in which I was listening to it was a little strange. I was going to my Uncle Tony's funeral. And I'm like, wow, this is salacious. Holy shit, Rowena. Okay, let me go and bring up the gifts. Let me go to this Catholic thing. And I'll tell you more about that later. Deal fucked up. So back to you.
All right, so my number two is Embedded. It's the podcast where host Kelly McEvers takes a story from the news and goes deep. This week's episode is called There Is No Playbook. It's about when a flash flood ripped through old Ellicott City in Maryland. Some of the residents thought it was a freak occurrence, but it was a sign of the future. It actually... going with a theme, it pitted neighbors against each other again because they wanted to tear down these old buildings and stuff. People were pretty attached to them because they built a city over the river, and it's like it was not a good city planning for nowadays because it's like
they didn't realize
climate change and all that's gonna happen. So it's pretty interesting. another neighborly feud.
I wonder what your third pick is going to be. I bet it's neighborly and feudy.
No, it's something completely different.
Oh, all right.
There you go.
Okay. my second choice is Dumb People Town. Hosts the Sklar Brothers and Daniel Van Kirk. And actually, I only like this for the first story. They do three stories from the news, and it's like always something really dumb. You know, dumb people. The guest was Ryan Stout, and it's the episode's called Dumbness Saves a Life. This sounds like a joke, but it's a real thing. So in China, there was this dude, Mr. Wei, and somebody wanted to put a hit out on Mr. Wei. This sounds like... this is a real thing. So the person who wants to kill Mr. Wei gets a hitman and pays him like however much yen, like 1 million yen. And then that hitman subcontracts another hitman, gives him a little bit less, takes him off the top. Then that hitman subcontracts another hitman. And then it keeps going. It's like seven layers of craziness, like a Russian doll of hitmen, until we get to the last one who, like, at that point has maybe like $5,000 in American money. He felt so guilty. He went and told Mr. Wei. So it's like hitman to hitman just paying each other, stealing money. And then like the last one told the guy. And then, you know, he faked his death and everything. And it was so funny. I'm sorry. So you don't have to listen to it now. Actually, no, you do have to listen to it because I suck, and you should hear it in, hear actual comedians talk about it.
I'm sure it's interesting.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for the validation.
All right, so my number three is Bizarre Albums, a podcast about the most bizarre albums in history, with host Tony Thaxton.
Sorry, I was going to say, that's always in your top. I love that.
Yeah. Do you know Tony Thaxton? He's in the band Don't Stop or We'll Die, you know, Paul Rust band.
Really?
Yeah, he's in that band. Yeah.
Oh my god. I'm gonna Google him.
Yeah, so this week they did Christmas in the Stars, a Star Wars Christmas album.
Oh.
I don't know if do you remember the Star Wars Christmas special?
I do, and I was wondering if they go together.
It's after that. It's after.
Oh, all right.
It's actually after The Empire Strikes Back in like 1980. It came out in 1980. The Star Wars Xmas album came out with musician Mico Minardo. Among the many musicians on the album is John Bon Jovi. He made his first ever vocal debut on the song R2-D2, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. It's his first ever recording, and which is kind of funny. start of his career. It's because Tony Bon Jovi was one of the album's producers. He worked for CBS Records, and he was trying to help his cousin John out to get a record deal. So he signed him up for the Star Wars Christmas album.
Holy motherfucking shit. Oh, but you're busting out your phone. You got a clip for us?
Yeah,
yes!
Here's Bon Jovi's first ever recording.
That
in
is...
a studio.
Oh my god.
It's so cheesy.
Is that Bon Jovi?
Arthur, where are you?
Is that Bon Jovi?
Yeah,
Bon Jovi.
There you are. Well, if you come over here, you'll find a wonderful surprise. You'll have to plug into the central computer to hear what it is.
That's oh my god. Wow.
No, it's not a phase vector. It's your Christmas present.
Why does he sound like Buddy Holly?
Alright, so there you have it, folks. It's, let me try to shut this off.
Do you know how phones work?
Yeah, it's a... there you go, folks. It's Bon Jovi's debut as a recording artist.
Oh, my fucking God. That was the best.
And I guess he did another song on the album called The Odds Against Christmas, but we're not going to listen to that because you know how that one sounds.
Yeah.
It doesn't even sound like Bon Jovi, right? It's crazy. Does that blow your mind a little bit? It's kind of fucked up.
I'm sorry.
I do deep do a miss you a Merry Christmas. All
right. Ow, the fuck. I was not expecting that. Because I saw it in my feed and I'm like, oh, you know, I'll come back and listen to this. I had no clue that there was a Bon Jovi element to it. That just blew my fucking mind.
That's crazy.
It made me forget what my last pick of the week was. So let's...
What is it? Figure it out. Come on.
Let's see here. Fuck. I can't read my handwriting. I'm going to say Radiolab.
Oh, okay.
There and back again. It's cool. It's about migration. And the deal about migration is like, yeah, you know, everybody flies south or flies wherever for the winter. But how do they know where to come exactly back to? And they come back to, like, the tree that they were born in. So it's pretty cool. Check it out. Radiolab.
Oh, yeah, like even like the salmon, they come exactly back to where they were hatched.
Yeah.
Exact spot, you know, to go spawn. It's crazy.
Yeah, because they're like, you know what? It worked for me. It's going to work for my kin.
Yeah, that's what they think. It's bizarre.
Bizarre albums. Sweet eye roll. Hey, you know what? I think it's a good time for some ads. Look, I don't know about you guys, but I'm really fucking tired of searching for something like, oh, let's say a sectional sofa, and then everything I see on my phone is for sectional sofas. It's a thing called a honeypot, where advertisers just check out your browsing history and gives you things that they think you might want. It's like, come on, can't I get a little bit of privacy? And that's why I got ExpressVPN. It's easy-to-use apps that run seamlessly in the background of your computer, phone, and tablet. Turning on ExpressVPN protection only takes one click. Take it from me, I was like, whoa, that was like too easy. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. So no more honeypotting for me. I love it. And it lets you surf the web safely without being snooped on by your ISP or government or hackers or having your personal data like credit card information, your passwords, or other sensitive data stolen. And also, I never even knew this, but entertainment-wise, ExpressVPN is pretty cool. It allows you to stream content from anywhere in the world. You can change your Netflix libraries, watch sports games that are not available to you in your country, and you can access GEO-restricted videos on YouTube or Hulu. So definitely, I'm sorry, but this is one that I stand behind. Now, to protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free at tryexpressvpn.com/blow. That's tryexpressvpn.com/blow. For 3 months free with a 1-year package. And we're back. Now's the time in the show where we talk about what's new in the Blow Jam universe. And shit, we got some news in the podcast universe. Speaking of, Ryan and I, our favorite podcast arguably was Harmontown. And Harmontown's last episode of all time was 2 weeks ago. And on our last Pod Smash, we totally forgot all about it. So it's like, we're a podcast that's about podcasts. Our favorite podcast just came to a close. We didn't even talk about it. It
wasn't really that great of an episode either.
That's probably why we didn't talk about it.
Yeah, probably,
yeah, it wasn't good.
But oh, well.
Oh, well.
It's in the spirit of Harmontown.
Mm-hmm.
They never know what they're going to do, so it's pure improv.
End of an era. So that's it. We dropped the ball, but they dropped the ball, and it all works out.
And also, was it Chris D'Elia, his podcast? He dropped a bomb that he's having a baby.
Baby boy.
Yep. Not him. It was his girlfriend or whatever.
Good for him.
He's going to be the first man to have a baby.
It's funny. He never talks about a girlfriend, and suddenly he's like, I'm having a baby. So... good for him.
All right, so Uncle Tony's funeral, you said you were going to say something.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so I was raised Catholic. I haven't been to that many Catholic funerals. I mean, I guess I have, but I'm never, like, in the funeral. So I was asked to participate. It's a thing where you bring up the sacraments, like, you offer the gifts. And I went up, and I did what I was supposed to do. I bowed at the cross, so I'm like, yeah, I'm doing it. And then I went and I grabbed the crackers, and I brought up the crackers. And the priest, he was looking at me, and he was like saying stuff to me. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? I say a prayer? Am I like, thanks be to God, or what am I doing? So I just like kind of laughed and chuckled and went away. And then they were taking my Tony down in the casket, and like the family is going out, you know, like. The aisles are, I'm like doing hand motions, and this is a podcast. So, like, I didn't have a coat. I was wearing like 5 sweaters, and I'm like putting on my sweaters, talking to my dad. And I look back, and I didn't realize I'm supposed to walk. I didn't realize I'm supposed to get out and get behind the casket thing. So, everybody in the whole church is waiting for me to put on my fucking coat.
That's how it works, man. It goes row by row. And people follow. You should know this by now.
Dude, I feel so dumb. But it's all right. It's because I'm never right up front.
Well, it's the Catholic Church, man. It's like the...
It's a cult.
It's a weird ritual, yeah. It's like yeah, you always go row by row.
So it was pretty embarrassing. I'm like, I don't know how this works. I'm a pagan. I'm a heathen.
Last night I went to was a Latin mass, so that was even weirder because... It's not even in English.
No, the last one you went to was Keb Barr's mom.
Oh. Okay.
And she...
I mean, the last Catholic one. So.
Oh. Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not always Catholic funerals. So then, you know, the Protestant and the evangelicals or whatever, I don't know. Just all those other funerals kind of fucked it up in my brain. Anyway, sorry, Tony.
I doubt he cares.
No, Tony doesn't care. Tony's a badass motherfucker.
All right.
Ryan's new podcast.
All right, so my number one is Military Murder. It's a true crime podcast about murders in the military.
No way.
With host Margo. She never says her last name, so. I saw the first episode. It was called The Decapitation of an Army Specialist by a Fellow Soldier. It's about...
Wait, that's the title.
Yeah. It's about the decapitation of an army specialist by a fellow soldier. That's what it's about. No, it's about an army love triangle that literally caused someone to lose their head.
Whoa.
So listen to it. It gets crazy, man.
Is there a machete involved?
Yeah.
Oh, I knew it.
He definitely hacks this dude's head off in front of like, everybody.
Yes. Oh.
I give it 2 snowmen and a gingerbread house.
And you can bite off the...
Do you have a... New one?
Nah, I'm along for the ride.
Okay, well, I got 2 more then. All right, number 2 is 9 Days in July, a podcast about the 9 days in July of the Apollo mission to the moon with host Brandon Phibbs. I listened to the first episode, July 16th, 1969, We Have Liftoff. It's really good. Docuseries of the mission to the moon. They get a lot of behind-the-scenes things. You get to learn about Buzz Aldrin and, you know, Neil Armstrong, like... What they were before they ended up, you know, joining NASA.
Oh, okay.
They were like badass fighter pilots and shit. Pretty cool. So I give it 3 Christmas trees and 2 fireplaces.
Oh, festive.
All right. My number 3 is Intermittent Fasting Stories.
Oh, geez.
A podcast about stories about people intermittent fasting with host Jen Stevens, author of Delay, Don't Deny. You guessed it. I'm intermittent fasting. It's pretty good. I give it 3 holiday cookies, 2 eggnogs, and all the other things I can't eat because I'm intermittent fasting.
Poor Ryan. He's a bear. He's kind of hard to deal with.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll get used to it.
Well,
I'm trying it.
I've been intermittent fasting for 10 years, so in your face.
Well, I'm almost 40, and I don't know.
Well, that's okay, because I thought I was just anorexic, but it turns out I was intermittent fasting this whole time, so.
Or you have an eating disorder.
Yeah. So I got both.
Do you have a nay?
Do I? Yes. Love it or leave it. And it's because, for the same reason why Love It or Leave It was my nay a couple weeks ago, they got a really annoying woman on there who thinks she's mad funny, but she's not.
Oh, she come back?
No, it's a different one.
Oh, a different millennial.
I forget her name, but she's got like a show or a book that's like how to make white people laugh. Well, guess what? This white person wasn't laughing at all. And all. But no, the whole it was like she was being mean to John Lovett. And, like, the whole crowd, like, nobody was laughing. It just seemed really mean-spirited. And John Lovett is a former speechwriter for a war criminal, which I'm finally, like, I keep thinking about
that.
Oh, you're
coming to terms with that?
Yeah, I finally am coming to terms with that.
Well, Obama, and so is George W. Bush, so is Reagan. They're all war criminals.
Yeah.
It sucks.
So, yeah, Love It or Leave It.
Right. My name is Private Parts Unknown, a comedy sex travel podcast with hosts Courtney Kosak and Sophia Alexandra. I don't know. I just don't like it.
What do you give it?
Nothing. I don't like it. Well, I heard the one Sophia Alexandra, she was on Behind the Bastards. She was pretty funny on that, but then I listened to her podcast. I'm like, no. It's not good. I don't know. Not for me, I guess. Whatever. Maybe I'm prude. Got a shout out?
I do, and it turns out my shout out was Dumb People Town. So I'm sorry, Ryan. Like, here I am. I was like, yes, I got it. I fucking got it all. No, I don't. So what's yours?
All right, mine's 99% Visible, a podcast about technology and design with host Roman Mars, not Ronan Farrow. So every year they do a mini stories thing, and this is a mini stories volume 7. So the mini stories rule, actually. It's like bunch of little stories that are cute.
They couldn't make them into full-length episodes, but they're still just as interesting.
Yep. And I have another shout-out. It's T-Fat K, the Fighter and the Kid comedy podcast with host Brian Callen and Brendan Schaub.
That's my special shout-out, because Theo Vaughn and Chris D'Elia's.
Their guests were Chris D'Elia and Theo Vaughn. Yeah.
Sorry.
So. It was a pretty good episode. Check that out. It's always fun when they go on. It's not as good when they're not on that.
No, that's so true. Like, you get those boys together, them boys.
Yeah, they're pretty funny all together.
Definitely the bro-y cast. Lots of bro-y bro stuff, but they're good.
Anyway, Merry Christmas. Happy Podsmas.
Happy Podsmas.
And we'll see you next week, and I'm going to play you out with a little bit of...
We love you guys. Follow us on Instagram. Rate and review us. Tell a friend.